Everybody Needs Beauty in Search of the Nature Cure, written by Samantha Walton and read by Laura Evelyn. I set out at 7 a.m. Midsummer has just passed, so the sun rose hours ago and is blazing high in the sky above me as I wheel my bike out onto the road. I usually love the hot weather. Like many people living with a wet, changeable island climate, I rush outside at the first hint of sun. But we're currently in the middle of a long, lingering heat wave, the Northern Hemisphere's joint hottest summer on record. For 6 weeks, daytime temperatures will soar above 30 degrees Celsius. Flowers in window boxes are withering. Clothes stick to the skin. The lawns of Castle Park, Bristol's favourite drinking spot, are rubbed to dust. As I speed down the city's network of cycle paths, like arteries running from east to west, I try to ignore the wilted plants, smoke fumes, and rush hour traffic crowding the streets for another day's work. Office blocks and shopping centres whiz by, followed by flyovers and industrial estates. Finally, I reach the city limits. The fields may be sun-bleached, more victims of the heatwave, but still I'm grateful. I'm leaving the concrete and tarmac, putting the smell of petrol and hot tar behind me. From the city limits, it will take me another hour to reach my destination. According to the map on my phone, the route will take me past farms, fields, along the banks of a river, before it follows snaking train tracks deep into North Somerset. I'm already soaked in sweat, but I can't turn back now. Escaping the city, I'm taking the first step in a ritual that's at once staggeringly ancient and absolutely modern. I'm going to nature in search of health. There's nothing exactly wrong with me, not at the moment, but recently I've noticed an interest in nature cures emerging everywhere. Schools are taking their classrooms outdoors. Hospitals are being retrofitted with gardens and green spaces for patients to relax and unwind. Mental health charities advise us to get our daily dose of vitamin N to find ways to switch off in forests and nature reserves. Natural consultants sell wild excursions to businesses, promising that their workforce will become more productive, creative, and resilient. In the tiny Scottish archipelago of Shetland, it is now possible to walk into a doctor's surgery with symptoms of depression, anxiety, or stress, and walk out with a natural prescription, including advice on how to connect with the living world on Shetland's windswept shores. As sudden as this fashion seems, the idea that nature might be healing is nothing new. Tales of people who find comfort, restoration, and meaning in natural settings have been with us for a very long time. We can credit the Romantic poets for inventing gentle, healing nature, a place of innocence that teaches us to be good and where we can get in touch with our own best selves. But look further back, and our deepest cultural memories, the oldest myths and legends of Western cultures, tell us nature may be curative to mind and soul.